You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Since 1879, Dundee Blind and Partially Sighted Society have supported people with sight loss and their friends and family in the local area. We're joined today by recently appointed service manager Laura Lindsay to learn more. Hi Laura, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi Amelia, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about the history of your charity?
Yeah, so we were originally founded in 1879, providing services for Dundee and surrounding areas. Opened the boundaries up in 2017 and now have members from as far as Arbroath and St Andrews. We have been a number of different names within the Dundee area, and it's been a good change for us to the Dundee Blind and Partially Sighted Society. However, we are looking to change our name in the future. We haven't set on a name as of yet, but we will be, hopefully by October, have something in the pipeline, and we'll be looking for something that's more attractive and standing out.
Perfect. And how many members do you have as part of the society, and what kind of area do you help people in?
So we are looking to take out the name Dundee because we want it to be Tayside. So we want it to be an open area for anyone within the Tayside to come along and just find out a bit about what we do. At the moment, we do have 147 members within our society, some who, you know, cannot leave home, but they may pick up the phone and will provide just, you know, general conversation support, just checking in just to see how they are and how they're getting on. Also as well, some of our other members actually come into the society and enjoying some of our activities we get involved in.
And what kind of different services and events do you offer to people in the area?
Okay, so the society offers its members an advice and support service. And we also have a resource room available for members and the members of the public, which stocks aids that promote independent living. We recognise that social activities offered are a vital part to our members. It offers an opportunity to meet and engage with their contemporaries, participate in group outings and share experiences for many. It gives them a focus on a day and the week ahead. We believe that the society that we run at the moment, we offer a range of services both within and out with the society. So we are led by our members, and they are encouraged to make suggestions about what they would like to do as part of groups and what groups they would like to see going on within our, you know, our building. We are all about social inclusion, so our groups are all run by knowledgeable staff and volunteers who ensure that everyone is able to take part. So it's really the main vision for us is stopping social isolation, bringing people in to the society and getting them together. So we do have some social groups that we have going on. We have we do some quizzes, we do line dancing, bingo, indoor games, fun drum, armchair aerobics. And while they're within the society, they also have access to a two-course lunch every day. So it means that it's not just, you know, if someone's maybe struggling at home or they don't have family members or they don't have Meals on Wheels, for instance, coming in if they are struggling, or they can't actually manage to cook themselves, they can come along here and also get a lunch. And it's important that nobody should be socially isolated, lonely or excluded because of their visual impairment or being blind.
You've talked about some of these brilliant, varied events that you've done, but are there any projects or specific events coming up on the horizon that you're really excited about?
Yeah, so we are looking to do a little bit of an outing coming up over the next few months. A lot of our members who do come into the society like to get involved in, you know, spiritualist evenings and stuff. So it's something we're looking into, and it's a bit of a fundraising event for within the society as well. So it helps offer, you know, support to the family and friends, and also brings family and friends together with the members of the society and builds a trust with the staff too.
Brilliant. And where can people learn more about you and stay updated with your upcoming events and your name change?
So we do actually do a focus on a quarterly basis. So we've just had our autumn one go out that gives you a lot of good updates, things that are going on within the society as well out as in the public. We've just had Chris McCausland join Strictly, so there was a wee bit updated in there regarding how it brings visually impaired people and blind people together. Our focus gives you a lot of updates on what's happening within the society, what things that have been involved, what kind of activities we've been doing. But also as well, you can find that out on our Dundee Blind and Partially Sighted Society website. And also, you know, if you've got any further information would like to ask, just pick up the phone and give us a call.
Well, thank you so much, Laura Lindsay from the Dundee Blind and Partially Sighted Society, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.